On this episode of He Said, She Heard, voice actress and singer Amy Sinha returns to tell us what she's been up to since the last time that she was here. All this and more on He Said, She Heard.
Eyes are just...
He said, she heard about what's going on.
Oh, yeah.
He said, she heard about what's going on. About what's going on.
Did you know that you can score two free gifts after purchasing a minimum of as little as $15 from these two amazing online stores? From these stores, you can find a wide array of products you're looking for, including beauty products, candle lanterns, and other candle products, desktop clocks, and indoor and outdoor furniture. From the two following stores, www.youravon.com/repstore/Steward Carter. That's www.youravon.com/repstore/STEWARDCARTER. And the second site is www.sjcexpress80.com. That's www.sjcexpress80.com. Proceeds from your purchase from either store will go to a local Red Cross chapter that will be assisting Hurricane Ian victims in Florida. So claim your free gift today by purchasing a minimum of only $15 from www.youravon.com/repstore/Steward Carter. And the second site is www.sjcexpress80.com. If you experience any difficulties ordering, call or text at 804-308-7479. And again, proceeds from your purchase will assist Hurricane Ian victims in Florida. Welcome to He Said, She Heard. I'm your host, Mike Fox.
From the UK, back to the show. She's an actress and also singer, Amy Sinha. Yes, that's her name. From the UK, back to the show. She's an actress and also singer, Amy Sinha. Yes, that's her name.
Back on the show, how are you, Amy?
I'm doing very well. I love that guy. Oh my God, that's so cool.
Yes, it's a new little thing we got going on for our guests, little Italian-style intro with none other than Mattia Signoroldi, very happy guy, just to make our guests feel welcome and just to give a little bit of pumpkin spice to the show because we're in the fall now where people are sipping on their pumpkin spice. So how are you, Amy? What you been up to since the last time?
Gosh, time has gone so quickly, hasn't it? I've been busy doing the voiceovers and singing, actually. I've been doing a lot of session singing. Yeah, that's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, I've actually been seeing, like on Instagram, when you say, name that tune, and then you stump me a bunch of times.
Well, it's actually named that tune to the film, and it's amazing. A lot of people don't take note of, you know, theme tunes to the films. They just, you know, they don't associate it. So I'm trying to pick easy ones that people would know. You know, obviously, like The Godfather. Yes. Did you get that one?
That one I didn't. Yeah, I'm horrible sometimes with that name that tune stuff, especially when it's just the theme itself. If I have lyrics though, it's maybe a little bit easier.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I hadn't thought of that. Put the lyrics up next time.
Yeah. Well, so you've been singing, you've been still doing the voice acting. By the way, folks, Amy Sinha, the website again, it's amysinha.com, right?
Yeah, that's right.
That's right. I almost said .co.uk, but I guess this way, Americans are looking for either the posh English lady or more modernized English voice. Whatever they're looking for, you can do it. You can do kids' voices, right?
Yes. I can do wonderful. A Welsh voice as well because I live in Wales.
That's right. So being around that, you're able to do it. That's great. Well, we're going to put your talents to the test here.
Oh, God.
That's right. Amy and I, we're actually, instead of having the interview, then skit like I've usually done in the past. We're going to do a skit right off the cuff, right here on the show. No rehearsal at all. And this is going to be a lot of fun here. So this skit is going to be called The Foliage Report, since we are in fall.
I'm Aspen Dogwood.
And I'm Autumn Oak Holly.
And welcome back to The Foliage Report.
It's great to be back in the air, even though winter will come soon and will be cancelled again come winter.
It's okay. We don't get cancelled per se. It's more or less out of season, but not right now.
You're so right. Let's cherish the foliage. The pumpkin spice came early this year, my love.
I know. The leaves weren't even brown yet. It felt too soon. But I long for autumn. I long for the...
You said my name. So you long for...
Let's keep it clean or we will get cancelled. Let's go to the foliage report. Okay, looking outside at that exquisite foliage, this is certainly a contrast from the August to early September green to the very bright...
Nothing is dull about pumpkin spice, especially when sharing up with someone you love. I'm going to sip some now.
So, of course, I already began the sipping. It's certainly better to sip than chugging it down like...
Clean water.
Yes, yes, clean water. Yes, clean, clean. So back to the report. The bright brown leaves will soon be dark in time for the winter when the bark starts to...
fall. Let us go to our social media account.
Yes.
Oh boy, Oakchick89 says, why don't you both get a room instead of throwing leaf innuendos at each other?
There's no innuendos, Autumn.
Oh no, really, Aspen? Just because we're an English broadcasting network offering family entertainment programming doesn't mean that you and I don't feel...
Okay, when we did the live remote broadcast from Ipswich Harvest last year, it was nice sharing a booth with you and a cup of cider, but...
Shh! I knew it. You fancy...
pumpkin spice. I absolutely can't get enough of it.
Neither can I.
All right, Autumn. I admit it. When we're off the air in the other seasons, I miss being with you. I wish it could be fall all year long. I wish it could be autumn all year long.
Everyone knows we fancy each other. Why do you think, then, that 2 years later, the producers still have us do the program remotely? Because they know we
will... Let's talk about this off the air. I'm Aspen Dogwood.
And I'm Autumn Oh, Collie.
And this has been The Foliage Report. Yes. Oh, that was a lot of fun. Yeah, because...
There was. I like the accent there. I like the accent.
Oh, yeah.
If I'd known, I would have tried an American or some...
Oh, really? Yeah, I wasn't sure. I was trying to pick something that was kind of... very mellow, very like this, but it ended up coming English, you know. I was gonna go maybe more like James Taylor, you know, being very mellow, you know. But it ended up coming English, so these things happen, I guess. Yeah, I was very flattered, like last time we were on the show, and when I was saying, oh, I'm gonna go have a cup of tea, and you said that was really good. That was really encouraging, because when it comes to, you know, doing voices, yeah. Authenticity is, you know, what I'm going for. It makes it more fun.
It does. I think you just have to listen. Like, I actually had to, I actually got the role of playing an Indian wife in this radio spot in Dubai, and I actually had to do an Indian accent. And let's not get me wrong, I am Indian, but for some reason, I just, you know, because I haven't been around large Indian groups, I find the accent, it takes me a while to get into it. So I have to watch programs. I mean, like on Netflix, they have loads of Indian in America kind of programs. So literally I have to listen to probably like a little bit of that to kind of get into the vibe.
Yes.
Yes. One accent I never could master, I don't know if you have any luck, is the Jamaican accent. And
Jamaican.
Somebody was saying,
well, it's
kind of,
yeah.
No,
only that bit.
That's better. I try it, and someone was saying you have to combine Irish with, I forget the other accent, and when you mix the Irish and the, I forget the other nationality, then you have the I can't do it, because one time
Jamaica.
Years ago I was performing with a comedy troupe, and they did like a Rastafarian cooking skit, so I had to kind of be the comic foil of the skit, and was just kind of like asking, I was like in my American accent, like, what are you guys doing in my kitchen, you know? So it's hard to do. It's very hard to do.
I'm going to try and do it, but I'm not.
Now, since things have opened up again in the UK, have you gotten a chance to go out and do any, performing outside the studio?
No, I haven't done that. I kind of stopped doing that. No. I'm not going to say never, but I kind of, focusing on the session and the voiceovers, but yeah, no, I've been out a lot and it's been amazing. Actually, going to the cinema and watching films with big screen, it's been I think meeting with friends and having a social life finally after 2 years.
Yes,
not so much.
It's refreshing.
Yeah,
but when you have performed in the past. Have you ever gotten any type of stage fright right before you went on, even though you were well rehearsed and you knew what your performance was supposed to be, you had it down packed, but when you were thinking, oh my gosh, there's a crowd out there, has that ever happened to you? And if it has, what was your strategy for overcoming that so you weren't
Yeah, you know what? I remember even when I was younger, so I'd always be really, really nervous before I went on stage, and that literally never stopped. Like 20 years later, it was still like whenever I go and perform, it can be like one person or like 100, 200, 500, whatever. Literally, I still feel nerves before I go on because it's a build up and it's a rush, and I think it's kind of a mixture of being scared but also being really excited, because obviously that's what I love to do and I love to be in that stage. So then when I get on that stage and I start to sing, then the nerves kind of literally just give way to like excitement, and I'm so glad to be on the stage singing to everyone. And yeah, I think that's what it is. And I think if you like ask any performer, they'll always say they're nervous, even the best of performers, because I think if you stop being nervous, you kind of stop caring. And I wouldn't want that.
It gives you energy. It gives you the motivation to give you the best performance possible. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. Because you kind of need that rush. You need that adrenaline. You know, you're giving a performance. You know, people are there to see you. So you want to give the best that you have. And having no energy on stage, I know watching other people, it can be a very dull experience. Yeah. I mean, we know with politicians, just, giving speeches, if they're just like, no energy, no kind of genuine nature behind what they're saying, no authenticity, I think it's it's a bit lacking. It's not engaging. It's not charismatic. So you really do need that energy. Yeah, definitely.
When it comes to singing, is there a particular genre that you prefer over other genres that you sing?
I think previously, especially when I was growing up, I used to love singing jazz. I think jazz was the genre that I loved. But I think after I went to music college studying jazz and then I came back, I actually loved singing like all the pop songs and all the soul songs and actually just everything folk. I think I've got an eclectic taste in music. So I do like to sing everything. I'm not very good at the yelling stuff. So anything that doesn't involve yelling, and rap. I'm really not good at rap. I've tried, but it's not my forte. I'm not talking about the metal. I was watching, I don't know if you've seen it, it's on Netflix, but it was called, was it Woodstock 99? Where they did the Woodstock in New York. Yes. They tried to make it like 69. Did you see that?
I didn't, but I remember that whole insanity that happened. And, oh, compared to the Peace and Love of 69, I don't think I want to see it, to be honest with you, because it was such a disappointing to say that this is the new generation. That's the old one, and look what's happened. So it's, in a way, it's kind of tragic just to think about that.
It's very tragic, but the reason I was thinking about it because of the metal, because, I mean, compared to the music that they had in 69, which was very mellow, peace and love, mm-hmm. you have an array of death metal and, you know, musicians whacking their instruments on the stage. And I don't know, it just remind me of that. And I think the music kind of brings in the crowd. So if you have a death metal music lineup, you're going to get that kind of angry crowd. Whereas the jazz, more as even if it's kind of like hectic, the crowd is a little bit different, to, you know, compared to that. And I think you can always guess the crowd depending on the music, I think. Not always, because you will get some surprises, but yeah. As a general rule.
Well, even in jazz music, there's lots of room for improvisation. So it's interesting, like some people might say, I don't fancy jazz, but sometimes I think they need to really listen to certain songs, just not the standards, because I'm sure you've probably dug deep into catalogs and you're like, oh, this is interesting. I hear what's going on here, even without lyrics.
Most of the jazz songs didn't start off with lyrics. And I think the lyrics were added when they were put into shows. A musical. So, I mean, jazz standards as we know it are from the musicals, 1920s, 30s, 40s, you know, the stage musicals, and that's what mm-hmm. we sing. But I think true jazz, I mean, the way I think that I've experienced it when I've had discussions with musicians, is they class real jazz as instrumental. But then that doesn't sell, because people like to have words when they're listening to music, so it becomes a little bit more commercialized, and, you know.
It's very interesting, especially because some of those early jazz songs, you'd start to hear Louis Armstrong pop in his vocals and make some memorable tunes that are still played today.
I mean, it's timeless. And again, songs with words are more memorable because you're singing it. Whereas you can hum a tune, but you need, I don't know, it's something about lyrics. You want to sing something. You don't just want to go la, 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 la. You know, you want to have words to sing to. So maybe that's why they did it.
Maybe that's why they did it. And it gives it meaning, too.
Yeah.
It gives it meaning, and it's almost like personalized. It's like you don't send an empty card to somebody, an empty greeting card. There has to be something written on the inside. So in a way, that's kind of how it is with songs with lyrics, and that's why they do sell better, like you said.
I never thought of it like that, actually. You're right. It's like an empty card without no lyrics. Yeah, without no words.
Right. No words.
No words.
Yes. So what do you got coming up around the pike, Amy?
I spend every day, I wake up since morning and night, and I audition. I do just loads and loads of auditions. I get sent, and they come to my website, I go through this agency. So literally, this is what I do all day. And then if I I have to force myself to have a break. So I had to force myself to go away for like 4 or 5 days. So I didn't think about it, and I wasn't checking my emails. I literally have to get out of that mindset. It's kind of addictive. I can understand, you know, why people work 24/7, because they really want to, you know, they love what they do. They're passionate about what they do. And I think it's the same with me. So that's really what I'm doing. And I'm doing more of the singing, and I kind of put that behind, but it's kind of let myself get into it now. So there's a lot of people that love to have, as you're talking about, let's tie it together. So people love melodies that are famous, and especially businesses. So they want to put their lyrics to the melodies. And I've had a lot of that, putting the lyrics to the melodies. Not always do they go, so I have to kind of change them a little bit. But I've had a lot of that.
It gives it flow, if they change the words. But sometimes it could be awkward. They'll be like, what do you think about the Fidelity insurance systems? Wait, no. Let's cut this word out here. That doesn't flow. Let's change it with investments. Or wait, that doesn't flow either.
No. But you see a lot of them on TV, and I'm just like, no, no, that's so awful. How did it make TV? Yeah, I'm just like, don't do it. They just butcher so many nice songs by putting their own lyrics to it. It's just like, oh, God.
They ruin it for you.
Yeah, they do.
Well, Amy, it's been great having you back on the show for a second time. I think you are actually the first confusion of numbers here. Yeah, first time we've had a return guest on the show, so it's great catching up with you again, and look forward to the next time.
Me too. Thank you so much. I feel extremely honored that I am your first returning guest. Thank you very much. Yes. And this script was really cool, that sketch. We should do it again. We should do another one.
Yes, definitely. We have to do a follow-up.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I think the audience probably was going to like the characters and see what happens with Autumn and Aspen.
Absolutely. One thing, though, where did you get Aspen name?
Okay, I looked on Google for different types of English leaves.
Uh-huh.
So I wanted to keep a focus on leaves. I wanted to make this as funny but low key at the same time. Really, my inspiration for this was a Saturday Night Live skit they used to do called The Delicious Dish, and basically these very mild mannered women are doing a radio show. So I thought, okay, let me do something like that. But then during the skit, they say something that's like, wait a minute, what? Just they throw in some little zingers. So I wanted to do something in the spirit of that type of humor.
Ah, well, so, very good.
It was a lot of fun. Yes, thank you. All right, Amy, thanks again for coming on the show.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Here's an original song by Amy Sinha featuring John Sudbury. The song is called Need You Here.
I want you here.